Biogen, the largest biotech company in Massachusetts, is going through some big changes. The Cambridge-based company makes drugs for multiple sclerosis, is developing a drug for Alzheimer's, and it employs nearly 3,000 people in the state. But it's shutting down its drug manufacturing in Massachusetts and laying off workers. It's also losing its top executive. CEO George Scangos has announced that he's stepping down after 6 years on the job, and we are joined in studio right now by George Scangos. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, thanks for being here. Your departure comes amid layoffs at Biogen's Cambridge headquarters. Those layoffs were attributed to the ability to manufacture more efficiently in other parts of the country and overseas. What does that mean exactly for Biogen?
Well, look, for a company like Biogen, which makes drugs that many of which are biological drugs, complicated molecules, we manufacture them at several sites. We have a very small site, actually, here in Cambridge. We have a site in North Carolina, and we have a site in Denmark. And over time, those sites, like most manufacturing technologies, become more efficient, and you can make the product in fewer facilities. And so this site in Cambridge, which is the oldest of our manufacturing sites and the smallest, we don't need it anymore. That plant currently employs over 200 people. And so we were able to find a solution that actually saved the jobs for over half of those people. And we are working very hard to find jobs for the 100 or so people that will be leaving.
When you look at your tenure at Biogen, you've had lots of highs here, lots of career highs, some lows. I think a recent Bloomberg report said sales more than doubled during your time. So that's a good thing. But there were disappointments with drugs for multiple sclerosis and things like that. So when you look at it, what lesson or lessons would you say are the big things that you take away?
I think that's a great question because it highlights the nature of our industry, that we have some spectacular successes where we find drugs that bring a major improvement to the lives of patients who need them. And we had some of those while I was here at Biogen, for sure. That feels really good. We had some failures. We had a drug that we were so hopeful would help patients with ALS. It failed. That's the nature of the business. We really don't know which ones will pan out.
Let's talk about some of the drugs manufactured by Biogen. One of them, there was recent news about an Alzheimer's drug and a study by Biogen about how that drug reacts with amyloid plaques. You want to explain that a little bit?
Sure. Thank you. I'm very excited about this project. You know, the prospect of being able to do something for patients with Alzheimer's disease is incredibly exciting. We have an antibody, a potential drug candidate, that in two earlier studies showed the ability to lower the level of plaque in the brains of patients with Alzheimer's disease, to reduce that level substantially. And there are data in those studies that suggest that that reduction in plaque correlates with a slowing of the rate of cognitive decline. Now, those are small studies. We need to confirm them. But I'm quite optimistic and hopeful.
You know, we've heard about other drugs and treatments and things like that because obviously it's so devastating for millions and millions of people, not even just in the U.S., but around the world. I'm wondering, what do you think the chances are and a timeline might be? I know everybody wants to know that, right? What are the chances that there might actually be a drug that could help deal with Alzheimer's in 5 years, 10 years? What?
I think the number is 123 drugs that have been in trials for Alzheimer's disease as trying to modify the progression of the disease. All of them have failed. And so, of course, there's skepticism, and we get asked the question, why should ours work?
If you could predict, because there is so much work on this, what would you say? Do you think that there is a likelihood that we will see a drug for Alzheimer's disease?
Well, I think our drug, if it works, that will certainly be within 5 years. Hopefully sooner than that. And there are other companies, very good companies with thoughtful programs that are moving their compounds forward. I believe that some of these programs are going to work. So I think if you look out 5 or 10 years now, there are likely to be multiple drugs on the market to treat Alzheimer's disease.
Is there anything that you've done at Biogen that you wish you would have done differently?
Oh, that's always the case. Nobody's perfect. No track record is perfect. And sure, we made some mistakes along the way. I made some mistakes along the way. Nothing specific that I want to talk about on the air.
Nobody ever does. The co-founder of Biogen, Phil Sharp, said that you brought West Coast thinking to the culture of Cambridge. Mm-hmm. You agree with that?
I do, a bit. Yeah? I do. I think in the West Coast, there's a vision of being more transformative as opposed to maybe the East Coast where things are more incremental. Now, sometimes that transformative thinking is naive and unrealistic, but having a big vision, you have to have that kind of vision. And so if you take MS as an example now, where there are many drugs on the market, they all work by downregulating the immune system. And so many companies in the field are working on additional drugs that downregulate the immune system. I don't think that's what patients need. What the field needs is drugs that will repair the damage done on the cells in the brain that are affected by MS. So Biogen has stopped working on new drugs that will downregulate the immune system. Those are incremental drugs. That's a kind of bolder way of thinking. It's riskier, but it's what patients need.
George Skangos is the outgoing CEO of Cambridge-based Biogen. Thanks very much for being with us. Thanks for coming in.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.